Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Just misspoke. I can tell time. It says right here, 23 after the hour. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for checking it out. I appreciate it very much. And if you are on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. You know, I want to talk about, it's just you and me. I want to talk about what you're doing on the internet in cyberspace. I mentioned in the previous segment, you've heard me say this before, the statistic that showed that half of small businesses don't have a website. I hope that's wrong. I hope that's flawed research. I pray that that's not the case. The number, you know what the correct number should be for small businesses having a website? 100%. 100%. There shouldn't be any business of any kind without a website, without some way for someone to find out about you. If you want, let me rephrase that. If you want customers, if you're desirous of having people that you've never met do business with you, new customers coming in, and the ones that you currently have continuing to do business with you, and that includes nonprofits. Yeah, that's right, nonprofits. You know, you're in the marketplace too, just like me. And so if you have your own kinds of customers, including donors, right, including contributors. So I don't care what you do. I don't care what your structure is. If you care about other people, if your future, if your success depends upon what other people do with you, meaning support you in some way with their business or in some other way, then you got to have a website. You got to be online. And it's and folks, 10 years ago, it wasn't that easy. It wasn't hard. But it costs a little bit of money, and it wasn't that easy. Today, there are people who will set your websites up. There are organizations. Yola.com is the one little company I know about. I don't get any money from them. Yola, Yola.com. They'll set you up a website for free. Now, okay, is it got to be a really snazzy one? You know, well, probably not as much. Maybe not as much as you need, but it'll get you started. And you've got to have, folks, If you haven't bought a smartphone, one of these, an iPhone or a Google phone, if not today, the next time you decide to change phones, please make sure you get one of those, because that's the future, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way of the future. And I'll tell you something, this smartphone that I have, it's a Google phone, a Google Droid software. It's an HTC phone. One of the applications that I use more than anything else is the voice search. It works like a charm. I speak into my phone what I'm searching for, and it gives me the answer. If there's a website for that, it gives that to me. And if I'm looking for a specific business, it brings that one up first. And there's the phone number. There's the address. There are the directions. Here's a map. And I go right there, and I'm able to get to the people that I want to. They made it easy for me to find them, and I therefore go and do business with them. I did it this week in Washington, D.C., and it worked like a charm. Had I not been able to find them that easily as I was moving around, I might not have done the business with them that I did. So you've got to have a website. You've got to have a presence. And you got to have, you need to be available for local search and for the voice search capability on these smartphones. And that's easy to do too, by the way. It's just pretty standard. And then Then the next level, if you have that kind of a business, is to get an e-commerce component so people can do business with you online. Somebody once said to me, one of the keys to wealth is to make money while you sleep. Find a way to make money while you're sleeping, while you're on vacation, while you're taking a nap, while you're in church, while you're watching a kid's ball game, whenever you're not, you know, engaged with customers, you're still in business. Well, one of the ways to make money while you sleep is e-commerce, having an e-commerce component on your website where people can go there, and they may not want to come to your store. They may not have time to come to your store, but they still want your stuff. They may not live anywhere where you are. You may have something that they want that they live across the state or the country or the world. They still can do business with you because of your e-commerce component over the internet. And then you ship it out after that, right? Or if it's something, you know, maybe it can be delivered over the internet. So folks, come into the 21st century if you're not already there. Get the capability that you need. You're going to need this. Don't resist this. Because this advice I'm giving you, folks, is what it's going to require for you to survive. The website is a minimum. E-commerce component, if you can sell things online, and the mobile is absolutely a requirement for the future. It's where the world is moving, and if you're not going with them, then you're being left behind. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.